The Trump administration has thrown a major hurdle in front of Caltrain. Last week, federal officials held back money that would have helped upgrade the train tracks on the peninsula. This could have big consequences for Caltrain and for dreams of high-speed rail. It's also one of the first clues we have about what President Trump could mean for transportation. Here to talk with me about that is KALW's transportation reporter, Eli Wirtschafter. So let's start with Caltrain and high-speed rail. What happened last week?
Yeah, so just for some background, Caltrain had applied for this almost $650 million grant from the federal government to help pay for electrification, upgrading its tracks, making it a greener system, and also, you know, enabling it to carry more passengers. Right now it's on diesel. And this is important for high-speed rail, too, because they're planning to run on those same tracks, and they need to be electrified. So a couple weeks ago, California Republicans in U.S. Congress wrote a letter to Elaine Chao just a few days before she was confirmed as the new Secretary of Transportation. And this letter basically said, don't give out the grant to Caltrain unless you first do a full audit of California high-speed rail.
Wow.
This grant had been cleared by the Obama administration right before Trump's inauguration, but it couldn't actually be signed and approved for 30 days. So last Friday was the first day they could have signed it.
And so what happened on Friday?
They announced that it was delayed. It's TBD. Federal officials said it would be announced when Trump puts out his whole budget, but that could be weeks away. It could be months away. We're not sure.
Okay, so where does that leave Caltrain?
They now say that if they don't have the funding by next Wednesday, they need to call off their contractors. Costs could start rising. And Seamus Murphy, he's a spokesman for Caltrain, he says that if they don't get the funding at all, then the whole project could be in peril.
It may be that a decision to defer is also a decision to kill the Caltrain electrification project.
Now, Caltrain has started a petition to the White House to get the grant approved. Also, a lot of Silicon Valley business leaders have been pushing to make it happen. And, you know, that seems possible. Even the Republicans who asked for the grant to be delayed say that Caltrain electrification is basically a good project. They just don't want to pay for anything that supports high-speed rail, which they see as really wasteful and poorly managed, not without reason. Transit experts I talked to said they had never seen this before, that a grant that goes this far through the approval process has always been signed in the past.
Okay, so besides this one grant, what other kinds of clues do we have about how the Trump administration is going to handle transportation?
So it's still a big question in a lot of people's minds. In his campaign, this was a huge talking point that he's going to build bridges and roads and also train systems. And it's something he said as president, too. The only details we have are unofficial. There's this document going around showing a list of 50 projects they might choose to prioritize, and it gives us some idea of what they're thinking. There's a lot of energy projects, things like dams and pipelines and wind farms. And there's also bridges and trains in there, actually including high-speed rail for Texas.
But no high-speed rail for California.
Not high-speed rail in California. There's actually only two projects in there for California specifically, and they're both about delivering renewable energy.
And why those kinds of projects?
So the Trump team has emphasized public-private partnerships as a way to do infrastructure. So that's projects where you can get private sector money investing in the project. And so if anyone's investing, there has to be profit in the project somewhere. So this list of projects includes things that make money, things like delivering electricity or selling train tickets or charging bridge tolls. And that was basically Trump's infrastructure plan during the campaign, the idea that the government could make it easier for private companies to invest in infrastructure. They said you could give big tax breaks to companies that invest and get a lot more money into infrastructure without doing tons of government spending. Now, the criticism of this is that it only works for infrastructure projects that charge something to users, like, you know, the electricity. So it's still a question whether the administration wants to directly spend money on, you know, fixing roads.
So President Trump signed an executive order saying that he'll take away funding from sanctuary cities, places like San Francisco and Oakland that don't fully cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Can the Trump administration really cut federal transportation dollars from cities that refuse to cooperate on immigration enforcement?
Right. So the sanctuary cities in question are already saying, no, that's unconstitutional. And here in San Francisco, the city attorney, Dennis Herrera, has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over the order. And the kind of funny thing is that he's using some of the same arguments that conservatives used to resist Obamacare a couple years ago.
The Supreme Court, in a case involving the Affordable Care Act, said that the federal government can't put a financial gun to the head of local and state governments. That remains true no matter who is in charge in Washington, D.C.
But if they're able to follow through on defunding cities, what would that mean for our transportation system?
Right. So only 9% of Bay Area transportation money comes from the federal government. That's smaller than most areas because we fund a lot of transportation locally. But still, we're talking about billions of dollars coming from the federal government that would be hard to replace. The easiest portion of that for the Trump administration to target would be big discretionary grants like the Caltrain electrification. Another example of something like that coming up is the BART extension to San Jose. BART is asking for federal funding for that. Now, in the meantime, some BART board members want to declare BART a sanctuary transit agency. So you could imagine if transit funding becomes really politicized, the Trump administration saying, no, we're not supporting that project for a sanctuary transit agency.
That's amazing to hear that, a sanctuary transit agency.
I think it would be the first in the country. But really, most of the people I talk to seem less concerned about specifically the threat to sanctuary cities coming to pass and more just generally worried about what Republican Congress means for transportation dollars. I talked to Scott Wiener. He's a Democratic state senator who was recently a San Francisco supervisor, did a lot of transit stuff while he was here. And here's what he has to say.
Regardless of what Donald Trump says, we know that the right-wing ideologues in Congress, they don't believe in government. They don't believe in government investment. They certainly don't believe in public transportation. So I'm not holding my breath for the federal government to do more. And I hope I'm proven wrong.
But you know, when it comes to Trump, pretty much everyone has been wrong at some point about something. So we shall see.
We shall see. Okay, thanks so much, Eli.
Thanks, Julie.